Barrett's path to a Supreme Court nomination began in 2016 when President Donald Trump's White House counsel, Don McGahn, and his advisors at the Federalist Society added her to a list of possible appellate judge nominees. As a professor at Notre Dame Law School, Barrett had developed a formidable reputation. "She's very tough," says Laura Woke, a former student. Jeffrey Panajowski, a former colleague, puts it more bluntly: "She doesn't like bad arguments." In 2017, Trump nominated her to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit. Her contentious confirmation hearing captured the president's attention and landed her on his Supreme Court shortlist. That year, the New York Times reported that she and her husband are members of an ecumenical faith community, People of Praise, that teaches that women are submissive to men. If they're part of a movement that subjugates women, they're really bad members of it, says Barrett's friend and former colleague, O. Carter Sneed. If anyone's subjugated in that marriage, it's her husband, Jesse. On the Seventh Circuit, Barrett gave conservatives much to applaud, including a narrow reading of abortion rights and a muscular view of the Second Amendment. If she is confirmed this month, she will be on the bench when the court considers a case on the constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act. She has criticized a previous court decision to uphold the act. She could also be called upon to adjudicate election-related cases in a year when Trump has repeatedly claimed, without evidence, that the election will be a fraud, and voting cases are winding through lower courts. Senate Republicans plan to push forward with a confirmation hearing and vote, but the path ahead isn't smooth. At least two Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee have tested positive for COVID-19. Democrats are furious over what they say is Republican hypocrisy in blocking Barack Obama's Supreme Court nominee, Merrick Garland, in 2016. Neither the pandemic nor Democratic outrage, though, seems likely to halt Barrett's rise. Whatever her effect on other justices, Barrett could wield influence for a generation. If the 48-year-old judge is confirmed and serves until she's Ginsburg age, she'll be on the court until 2059.